You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR production, its ownership, management, or staff.
This is Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached? TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. About the power of prayer. Many people believe in the power of prayer and believe prayer can make a difference in our lives. But how does prayer work? You might wonder why some prayers go unanswered. Prayers do work, but faith and the manner in which you pray makes all the difference. I was intrigued by the concept of prayer. I've lived it over my years. But there's medical evidence, there's scientific evidence that prayer works. And when it comes to healing, I want to make sure we talk about any and every something that facilitates your healing. I don't know if you pray, but I do know that it works from where I am. I invite you to join me. 1-877-932-9766. Tell me how you're feeling about prayer. Have you used it? Do you know whether or not you're using it? And if so, has it worked or not worked for you? With us in the studio, at the table, is Taylor. I say hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Taylor is interested in radio. She's also interested in the conversations that we're having. She said she'd join us today. So I invite you to talk with us, Taylor. If you feel led to, you go right ahead and know that we are with you and you are with us and we're happy you're here. Now don't nod because they won't hear you say that. You have to say okay.
Okay.
How old are you?
12.
Oh, what grade are you in?
About to go to 7th.
7th grade. So, yeah, we got some wisdom in here. Oh, yeah, I knew everything when I was in 7th grade. What I want to do now is share a few articles with you because this is a very important subject. The studies have shown that there have been results, been documented with and without the knowledge of the participants, that prayer works. You know, I worked in a hospital facility for 34 years. Life support, which is, life and death. I see them come and I see them go. And always somebody said prayers. Now, if you're not a participant of prayer, it's okay. I just want you to know that this is another thing that it does exist for you. You've probably been prayed for, and because you are where you are, it may have made a difference in what's going on with you now. What I'd like to do is also to tell you before we get going, and I want you to know we're going to get going, that in Columbus, Ohio, Women's Work as a Ministry is having their 17th annual Women's Day of Prayer. Mm-hmm. Monday, August 20th, this year, of course. And the theme is God's Amazing Grace, Mercy, Kindness, and Favor. What happens with these women is that everyone is invited, no matter whether you say your prayers up, hands down, on your face, on a carpet, or on your knees. It doesn't matter. How you say your prayers doesn't matter. The thing that happens with this group of women is that they come together. They have one particular agenda, and that's to pray for different aspects of your life. Whether you have somebody who's made their transition and passed on, or whether somebody's just come into the world, or whether you need some help with a health issue, it doesn't matter. If you just want to be there in the presence of the Most High, which is what I call it, or that greater somebody, this is the place to be on Monday, August the 20th, because we do it together. And according to the great guns and the great books that I've been referred to over my years, one of them says, when two or more gathered in my name, believing whatever it you ask, I'll do. So I'm looking forward to sharing this information with you again as we continue our conversation. The Women's Day of Prayer, 17 years. I want to tell you also that my passion and my purpose here